The Golden West Radio Network presents Crisis.
Phobos 1 to ground control. Come in, mission control. Ground control, this is Phobos 1. Come in, mission control.
Let me try it. Mission control, this is Michael Anders. Phobos 1, do you read me? Let's try the backup system again.
It's no use. We're cut off.
Try the alternate ComSat tie-in.
We've tried that every hour on the hour for the last 5 days. What makes you think it's going to work now?
Look, Arkoff, we've got to do something. We can't just sit here and rot.
Why not? It's been done before. Well,
knock it off. Connect me with the emergency transmitter.
My dear comrade, I'm sure the chief of staff knows of our predicament.
I don't care if he's heard it a million times. He's going to hear it again. I want down, and I want down now. Come here, give me that. Mission Control, this is Phobos 1. Mission Control, this is Phobos 1. All life support systems nearing the critical level. Request aid immediately. Let me repeat. Oxygen, all electrical systems near critical. Please help.
This is ridiculous. What do you think you're going to do? Send Apollo up here with his flaming chariot and pluck us out of heaven? No, my friend, that will not happen. Face the facts. We are trapped in space, and nobody is going to help us.
For 5 days, U.S. astronaut Michael Anders and his Russian teammate cosmonaut Andrei Arkov have been trapped inside their crippled spacecraft, circling the Earth, unable to transmit the facts of their dilemma. The ship's propulsion and communication systems have gone berserk. Their life support systems are nearly exhausted. What happens in the next few hours to these men is the subject of a gripping tale of suspense by Rory Veal. Stay with us now as Crisis presents Ted Darmes and Phil Harper in Broadcast from Big Falls. And now, Broadcast from Big Falls.
Look, nobody's let us down except ourselves.
Yes, 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 except ourselves. And what do you propose we do?
For starters, you could learn something about this equipment. I mean, after all, it was your error that blew out all the communication systems.
My error or your equipment?
What do you mean by that?
Just that I know my job. I know this equipment. I studied it. I learned it. I grew to love it. And then what happens? I come aboard this ship and everything looks fine. Everything is the same. The launch is perfect. It is not until we are deep into space that I come to discover that there are minute but vital changes in the circuits. Now, who is to blame, I ask you? Who is to blame?
You think I'd have flown this mission if I'd known about it? Anyway, what do you want? Apologies? All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for you and I'm sorry for me. And I'm sorry that someone modified the communication system. But don't try to tell me it was my own ground crews. Remember, this is a joint mission. Someone messed up. Who it was doesn't matter now. It's not important.
It does not matter. Not important. Your friends have cost us our lives.
Okay. Let's not waste time on it.
Your friends, I think, intentionally.
Can it, will you, pal? Okay, so what can we do about it?
Nothing. But what we have done. They will send another ship for us sooner or later. But it better be soon, very soon.
How long will the life support system last?
2 hours, maybe. Maybe three. Enough for two orbits, perhaps.
3 hours. Well, they could launch a ship that could get here in time.
They could. They couldn't. Why do you say this? There might be a ship outside right now, but it may be 2 weeks. Who knows?
Damn this silence.
Wait. 1 minute.
What are you doing?
Why didn't I think of this before? It's so simple. I think that if I make a bypass of this circuit, I can make a simple receiver. Maybe it will work. Please, Michael, give me those pliers. If we can receive, then we know if our signal is getting through. Hard to find frequency, but it's our only chance.
5 days it takes you to figure this out. No wonder your people didn't revolt until 1917.
Slow thinkers, yes. But deep, my friend. Very, very deep.
How long will it take this time?
I think I've finished. Please, the tuning condenser, twist it.
Nothing.
Try the other way.
Got our coffin once.
Quiet.
This is KZPR, Big Falls, Colorado.
Quick, quick. What is the frequency?
The dial reads 1440 kilohertz.
This is Phobos 1 to ground control. Phobos 1 to ground control. We are receiving...
Give me that. Mission control. This is Phobos 1. We are receiving transmissions at 1440 kilohertz. The station call sign is radio KZPR. Repeat, KZPR, broadcasting from Big Falls, Colorado. Please advise.
No, all we do is wait. If they are receiving our messages, we will know quickly. Oh, music. Andre, you're a magician. At least we have something to listen to besides each other. I know my English is not good.
Hey. Kept me alive up here.
We kept each other alive. Loneliness is a hard thing.
I know.
It's funny how man tries so hard to be alone, and then, just at the moment he is truly alone, like us here in space, he recognizes his need for other people.
Do you think they're receiving our transmissions?
Maybe yes. Maybe no. We will know soon enough.
Well, no, it better be soon. We can only stay in range of this station for another minute or so. I hope they realize that on the ground.
Quiet. The music is over.
The station is now broadcasting under complete control of the United States government. We will be interrupting the regular programming shortly to broadcast a message from the president. Stay tuned for further bulletins.
Must have got
to our music.
Is that all? Well, what are they waiting for? We're not getting any healthier waiting around up here.
These things are sometimes difficult to set up.
Hey, who are you trying to kid? They're probably stalling just to get more public attention. We're a sideshow. The whole world is watching.
Perhaps our lives aren't as important as we'd like to think. No, I'm only joking. They're doing everything they can. That I am sure.
Come on. Get this garbage off the air. It's getting hard to breathe in here.
And just a minute ago, you were glad to have the music.
Very funny.
Why don't you calm down? You need less oxygen that way.
Okay. Settle down. When I get out of this tin can, I'm going to buy me the thickest, juiciest steak I can find. I'm going to stretch out on a beach somewhere and sleep in the sun. Oh, is that ever going to feel good?
I will kneel down and kiss the earth and thank God that I am alive.
I didn't think your side believed in God.
Officially, no. But in the hearts of the people, who knows what is there? And you will do me a big favor if you forget most of what I say here.
Mum's the word.
I think that everybody, sometime in their life, denies the existence of God. The world is like people. They deny this, they deny that. And what does it matter? Life goes on, with God, without God. But for me, I like the idea of God. I try to be close to Him. That is why I'm here today.
You don't have any kids, do you?
I never married.
I have two kids. Two boys. Here's the picture. Cutest little guys you've ever seen. They look just like me.
Just like Papa. Someday I will find a wife and we will have children. Someday when I can stay on the earth, then I will be happy.
Special announcement from the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, it is with great sadness that I speak to you tonight. My message will be brief, my words inadequate. As of 7:38 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the United States has been at war. Already great portions of our country lie in waste. Our reports indicate most of the enemy's country is destroyed. you may never see the enemy. This war is being fought from the bomb-proof vaults of both countries. It is from such a vault, very deep in the mountains of Big Falls, Colorado, that I address you. I want all Americans to understand that their government has not failed them, that society does still exist, and that in not too long a time, the hope of the future will emerge from these caverns and build a new world where all men can live in peace. Until that time, I wish everyone listening good luck, and may God be with us all.
Thousands of miles above the Earth circles Phobos 1, a joint Russian-American space mission. But the mission has been aborted. The propulsion and communications controls aboard the spaceship have been mysteriously crippled. Barkov and Anders have received a broadcast from Earth stating that war has erupted on the planet, and all hope of rescue now seems gone. To better adjust the one receiving antenna, the two men have left their orbiting craft and are outside now in the blackness of space, wearing their spacesuits, struggling to make repairs.
Phobos 1-2, Mission Control. We're setting up an unscheduled EVA. We're outside the ship to correct reception difficulties. Over. Hurry, Andre. We'll be over KZPR in a few minutes.
Cassiopeia. How beautiful she is. Michael, can you see her off to your left?
Oh, Garkov, we only have so much time out here. Try giving me a hand, will you? I'm gonna try changing the pitch on that antenna.
All right, my friend, I will help you. You know, you should take time now to look at everything very closely. Examine it.
All right. There. Any improvement?
No, there's nothing.
Moscow has suffered.
Just a moment.
Worst damage.
But no, back the other way. You lost it.
News agency reports indicate casualties are.
There. That's it.
What's the elapsed time on our EVA?
About 8 minutes. That gives us 12 more minutes out of the ship.
The freeways surrounding that city are totally.
What is going on,
though?
Come on, Michael. Do something about that antenna.
Okay. I've done everything I can.
We have a report that all communications out of San Francisco have ceased.
There.
However,
we have it.
Confirmed report. But all efforts to contact San Francisco have failed.
What do you make of it?
Make of it? It's obvious. We will never go home again.
No. No, no, no way. This is not going to happen to me. I won't let it.
What do you propose we do about it?
Get out of here. Fast. Get back.
Michael, don't fool yourself. One thing is clear. There will be no one coming to rescue us.
They've got to come. They can't leave us up here to die.
They? Who is this immortal they that you speak of? Don't you see, my friend, the world is at war. Everyone down there is too worried about their own lives to worry about ours.
So what do we do now? Just sit, wait for the oxygen to run out?
There are worse things. We could be down there.
You are crazy, you know that? Absolutely crazy.
Crazy, am I? What is so crazy about not wanting to see everything you love destroyed by the stupidity of man? By the petty jealousies of nations? I tell you that I am glad to be where I am. Glad that I will die in the stars. Glad I have escaped the shame of mankind. If that is crazy, then yes, I am mad.
Terry's birthday is. Let me see. I guess it's next Tuesday. I'm supposed to be home by then. I haven't even bought her anything yet. Yes, I know. I'm very sorry. You're sorry. I'm sorry. The whole world is sorry. What a good that does. We're stuck up here for good. We'll never go home again. There's no home left.
Things are not so bad. There is much we have left of us. Our hopes, our memories.
We have about 6 minutes. That's about all we have left to us. Arkov. Hey, Arkov. What would you do if you were the last man on Earth?
I don't know.
Forget it. Just forget it. The stars. I wanted to go to Mars. That was my dream. My big hope. Captain Marvel, that was my hero. I used to watch all the science fiction movies, you know, the Saturday matinees. I really believed all that stuff. Ray guns, walking on light rays, buildings a couple of miles high. That's funny. How much time have we got left out here?
4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes.
This is Randolph Meekers signing off at Radio KZPR, Big Falls, Colorado. The station will continue to play tape music until it can no longer function. This is Randolph Meekers saying good night and good luck to all of you out there trying to survive this Holocaust.
What do you think?
I'm thinking I'm glad I'm not down there.
Your country and my country, they should have been closer together. Maybe we could have prevented all this.
Oh, it's too late now.
Yes. For them, poor souls.
I was just thinking of all the shattered dreams. I wonder how many kids down there were dreaming about going to Mars. Now they'll never get the chance.
In the past, men's dreams have always brought him forward, brought him a better life, happiness. So whose dream is this?
How much longer?
Not long, my friend.
Everything you hear. No, really, folks, there's no need to panic, no need to fill the bathtub with water. And don't any of you Don Juans parked up on Vista Road take things into your own hands. Keep your hand down, Igor. No, really, it seems that a few weak hearts down on Dutch Flat believed what they were hearing was an actual nuclear attack. Well, calm down, everyone. You've been listening to some very talented people from the Community's Players Company and yours truly in a little dramatization they put together called Broadcast from Big Falls. You don't believe me? Well, here to prove that Big Dean Small is no little liar is Carlton Ross, who played the president in Broadcast from Big Falls. Tell them, Mr. President.
My fellow Americans.
That's enough. Well, yes. It's not every day I get to tell the president to shut up. So don't you gossips disparage the house of Small. Small tells all. So come on out of your bomb shelters and live. There's still a few minutes of fun left on the Tall Dean Small Show.
She packed my bags last night.
I think you have to be a little bit crazy. What are you playing, Rocket Man? You're a put-on artist, if
yeah,
I ever heard
well,
one.
We had to come up with something right there that'd be a real topper, you know?
Is it as stuffy in here as is in the other room where the actors are?
Yeah, you better go over there and let them out.
I can really let them out. We planned a little party. You want to come along with us later on?
Hey, yeah, that sounds great. Let me just check out the teletype over here, and then I'll be right with you.
Something big on there, ball scores and farm news?
No, just the regular, you know, car thieves, floods in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Well, wait a minute.
Something important?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
It's a release from the space agency.
Mm-hmm.
The relief ship got to the capsule, but they couldn't find anybody.
What do you mean? What capsule?
I don't know, just what it says. Moments ago, a rescue ship rendezvoused with the Phobos-1 and reported that American astronaut Michael Anders and Soviet astronaut Andrei Arkov are both missing.
Missing?
The space agency would give no explanation for the disappearance. I wonder what happened.
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell.
Broadcast from Big Falls. We'll be back in just a moment with the scene from next week's program and the names of tonight's players. Broadcast from Big Falls featured Ted Darmes as Andrei Arkov, Phil Harper as Michael Anders, Robert O. Smith as the President and Ross, Rory Veal as the radio disc jockey and Small. The program was written by Rory Veal, adapted for radio and directed by yours truly, Jim French.